This is Sound and Season. It's Resurrection Sunday, the first day of Easter. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear these words from St. Augustine. Christ died, but he vanquished death. In him, he put an end to what we feared. He took it upon himself, and he vanquished it. As a mighty hunter, he captured and slew the lion. Where is death? Seek it in Christ, for it exists no longer, but it did exist, and now it is dead. O life, O death of death, be of good heart, it will die in us also. What has taken place in our head will take place in its members. Death will die in us also. But when? At the end of the world, at the resurrection of the dead, in which we believe and concerning which we do not doubt. Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.